course, it's not what you want, is it? I mean, I thought second half we gave it a go. Those subs gave us a bit of energy, a bit of impetus, but I think what killed us really was the first 20 minutes, wasn't it? The fact that we've conceded a poor goal. We knew that set pieces could be an issue. You just look at the mistakes, I mean, individual mistakes, due to what looked like a classic case of after the Lord Mayor's show. And you know what I mean, as a manager, you try and guard against it, and you try and get them up for it, and you check everybody's legs and make sure they're right. But they should have been, they should have been all right. But it's just where we are. We just keep knocking. But you know what I mean, you've got to go that extra mile, whether that be Forbes smashing into the keeper so he toe pokes it past him, or Liam Kelly getting the volley off properly, or Mike Jones getting the volley off properly. These are so many minor things that count in the big picture. And I thought the start, I don't know what it was, I wish I did. I don't know whether it was because couldn't handle the pressure of a better crowd, couldn't handle the fact that we had to break down a side that was in the bottom four, and let's not, do you know what I mean, mask over it. We've lost to everyone in the sort of bottom five now, and it's poor.
The goal itself, we had about six or seven attempts to try and clear it, didn't we? And we didn't.
It's just getting your foot on it, isn't it? Let's get your foot on it and clear it, nice and simple. But when you go out with a mindset that's not, if you step out into the road and you see it and a car comes, bang, your instinct makes you jump back out of the road. We'd have got hit by the car today. Two or three of ours would have got hit by the car because their instinct wasn't on defensively. Or attacking wise, in my opinion.
Once Colchester got the goal, did you feel that they were going to try and defend it?
Yeah, I thought they were going to. It was pretty obvious their tactics, wasn't it? And you can't bemoan them that, really, because, you know what I mean, they're fighting for their lives, and it's an important win for them, and tough place to come for Oldham and get a result. So they've done it, and however they've done it is irrelevant to me, really, apart from we must make sure that when teams come here, we don't allow that.
Looking to the positives, Rhys Turner looked lively when he came on.
Yeah, he's been very good, to be honest, coming back. He's looked sharp, quick, obviously he's powerful anyway, he's sort of manned up a little bit. He's still got a bit of game understanding to make sure that we get that coaching into him due to missing a lot of it due to injuries.